February 11, 2022, this is the final medical consultation for Paula Romero Martinez, the age 51 years old, she is a female. The Virosan, the HIV-11, weight 137, blood pressure 118 over 76, pulse 58, respiration 15, temperature 92. The history of the present ill, this is 41 years all female who come today for final evaluation, who complete the medical care and therapy with good effort, comfort, response, and improve over the injury area. But the patient is still in pain, discomfort, spasmodemosis, and limited room and tendencies. Exacerbate with normal daily activity. The physical examination, the cervical spine, sprain strain. Physical examination, the cervical spine, the pain is moderate, tenderness moderate, spasm moderate, isomanube negative, pulse manube negative, home manube negative. Thoracic spine, the pain is moderate, tenderness moderate, spasm moderate, tiger point T2, T9. The lumbar spine, the pain is moderate, tenderness moderate, spasm moderate. And the diagnosis, the cervical spine, sprain, strain, he has the straining of the cervical curvature, cervical spine degenerative change, and the partial impairment is the 4%. The thoracic spine, maintain the thoracic curvature, maintain vertebral body height, no significant reduction in the vertebral space, the partial impairment is the 2%, and the lumbar spine sprain, there is L3 and L4 is a focal left neural foramen disherniation with mighty left neural foramen stenosis. The L5 S1, there is a focal central disherniation with annular tearing and inferior extrusion by 2 millimeters. There is a mild to moderate spinal stenosis. Annular fissure or tearing can represent annular rupture and edema relation to acute this injury. And the partial impairment is the 6%. The right shoulder sprain strain injury with 1% of the partial impairment. The left shoulder, the sprain strain injury with 1% of the partial impairment. The right wrist, the sprain strain injury with 1% of the partial impairment. The left wrist, sprain strain injury with 0% of the partial impairment. The right hand sprain strain injury with 0% of the partial impairment, and the left hand 0% of the partial impairment. And the treatment, he has a muscle relaxant, flexeril, 10 milligram, one tablet at bedtime, and anti-inflammatory drug as ibuprofen, 800 milligram, one tablet daily. The recommendation, the patient was advised to follow up with an orthopedic and continue with orthopedic for treatment as needed. The education, the patient was instructed and counseled. After the evaluation of the medical record, diagnosis, report, and clinical finding, the patient reached MMI as of today, but remain with the 15% of the partial impairment, according to the AMA guideline for addition and by DR method. The patient is discharged today. Note, the discussion with the patient, the improved the follow-up, and the future follow-up, the time spent with the patient was 25 minutes.